Every day, as we go about our lives, we meet members of our community, many of whom are middle-aged or older, who maintain a very physically active lifestyle and play sports. They are the unknown athletes who live in our communities. While these folks generally are not of the caliber of famous professional athletes or anticipated to make it the Olympics, NHL, or any other pro leagues, they are nonetheless strongly dedicated to their respective athletic pursuits. Having worked in the journalism industry for close to 20 years, I have met and interviewed several recreational athletes. For many, age is merely a number, and they continue to do what they've always loved. This includes a 93-year-old curler from the Lac La Biche region, members of a local pickleball club, a local woman who ran sprints and competed well into her 80s, runners, boaters, swimmers, and even recreational hockey players who still hit the rink a couple of times a week. Many of these unsung athletes still participate in competitions, even if those events are only at the local level. Others, especially marathon runners and triathletes, travel near and far to compete, in some cases against athletes who are decades younger than they are. Why should we concern ourselves with people who play sports, even if they are still doing it at older ages? After all, they're not famous athletes. For starters, they serve as an inspiration to their friends, family, neighbors, and coworkers to become motivated and fit. We live in a sedentary day and age, when sitting in front of screens is as much a part of daily life as hard work on the farm was a century ago. Many people in our society don't get enough physical activity in their day-to-day lives, which, as we all know, can lead to a myriad of health problems later in life. To expand on that point, these local athletes are also proof that ordinary people can remain physically fit and make great achievements regardless of how many birthdays they have celebrated. Furthermore, they can be instrumental in getting recreational sports clubs and organizations started in their own communities. Seeing your friend or colleague who is a swimmer, curler, or pickleball player on the front page of the local newspaper is also a great way to build community spirit and for them to become known outside of where they live. Therefore, we should support all those in our communities who engage in athletic pursuits, not only those in younger years who are reaching for gold, but the ones in their golden years, reaching for more.